Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, and we're holding the final line on Yud Amid Beis. And the Gemara on Yud Amid Beis, the final line, is quoting from our Mishnah back on daf Vov Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah said that when the Kohen takes his Kmitza, he should make sure that his hand is full of only Kmitza flour and nothing else. Where does this come from? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'kamat misham meloi kumtzai. Meloi kumtzai. With a full hand. Meloi kumtzai. And the Mishnah therefore says, Kamat v'ola biyodai. If he goes and does the kamitza on the flour, and then he finds within the flour, within his three fingers, there's a tzror, small little pebble, oi gargar melech, small little particle of salt, oi kar chalavayna, Abyssala, incense, all of these things make the Kmitza possible, said the Mishnah. Nisha Omru HaKoimitz HaYeser V'HaChoser is possible. You got to make sure that it's exact. Not a drop more, not a drop left. And that's what the Gemara is now going to expand upon. Zok the Gemara Yudam Et Beis, last line. Kamat, the Kohen did the Kmitza, V'Olam Yodhi Tzror, a pebble, Oigar Garmelech. Abyssal, if you pull this for me, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't realize, but I'm not drinking. But thank you. Or abyssal is out. I card lavoina, or a small amount of lavoina. In all these cases, it's possible. Look, Yimara Kalhani Lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to give three separate examples? It would have enough to go and give one example. I'll tell you why. You'll finish it later. Now, let's leave it. Well, for you, it's good. Zok Yimara Tzricha Dichon Etzrar. If we'd say Tzrar Mishim Dala, Basa Krovahi. This is totally foreign material. Tzror has no business being on the Marach, has not no business being in the Kmitza, and therefore that's why it's a problem. It's supposed to be Meloi Kumtzai, Misolto, Umishamna, Al Kalavainasa, but not a Tzror. So I understand, therefore, why that disturbs the volume that you're supposed to have. Av Melach, the Basakrovi. After all, you're supposed to add salt to all of your kabbalas. In fact, the pasuk that says, the korban minchoscha ba melach temlach. Every korban mincha, you're supposed to add salt to it. Since melach is basakrovi, he ima tiskash, I would think it's kushim. V'itana melach, and if it would say the word melach in our Mishnah, the melach is no good, like ikva bahadi mincha meikara. You only add the melech later on in the process. Meaning, you don't add the melech initially when you put your kmitza, or I should say, when you initially put your mincha into the initial klisharis. You don't add melech at that time. You do have shemen at that time. You do have lavoina at that time. But you don't have melech. Melech you only go and use later on when you're taking the kmitza up to the, on top of the kevish, to the top of the mizbeach. Then you add the melech. So v'itana melech le'ikva b'hadi mincha me'ikara. It's not there from the outset, and that's the reason why it's a problem. V'lavoina de'ikva b'hadi mincha me'ikara. After all, you do put in lavoina from the very beginning. Eima tiskash, I would think it's kosher. Kamash molad. Now, exactly how does it work with the lavoina? What happens is that the individual who's bringing this carb mincha first brings the entire volume of mincha that he's bringing, and they put it into the klisharis to go and be makdish, and now he gets a kedusha sakuf. After that, he goes and pours levoina on top of it. But when it comes to doing the kmitza, what the kohen has to do is now push the levoina aside and only take the three fingerfuls from the soilus. Why the Rabbeinu Shlom said, put the levoina in first, and then move it to the side and go and take the kmitza of the soilus, chvesnish. Ainly Asik Vinistaris. But that's what you gotta do. You have to go and put the mincha in and you pour the levoina on top of that mincha. And then when the kohen's ready to do the kmitza, push the levoina to the side and take the three fingers. But the mice, since the levoina is inside that kli, I would figure, oh, abyss the levoina basis, da ba 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 ba, since ikfu bahari mincha meikara eima tiskasher kamash vallah. No. Even a small little amount of levoina cart. Doesn't say clearly what kart means. It's basically like a mashu. A very small amount of levoina. Also, that passels the kmitza. No good. Kamashula. Zokti Gemara Vaita from our Mishnah. Nisha Umru Hakimitza Chosr Oyayasur Passel. It's got to be exact. Not a drop too much and not a drop too little. So tomorrow, my area mishum chasavi yasav teipikle mishum chatzitza. I have another good reason why all of those three things that we enumerated, whether it was the tzror or the melach or the levoina, the reason why it's possible is not necessarily because it's too much or too little. Just say because it's chotzeit. How is it chotzeit? So Rashi says initially the chatzitza would be that the kohen is taking his three fingers. What happens when he opens up his fingers and he discovers in between one of the fingers and the kmitza of the flour, oh, there's a little tavel over there, there's a little melach over there, a little bit of levoina. So that would be the chatzitza between the hand of the kohen and between the flour inside the hand, inside the three fingers of the kohen. That's Rashi's first pshat. And then Rashi says, another pshat, just the fact that you have any one of these three things within the levoina, within the kmitza itself, that's a chatzitza between one particle of the kmitza and the other particle. In other words, in between the flour itself, it's being mafsik and chotzeit between the right particles of flour and the left, or the upper ones and the lower ones. So, Freiti Mara, why don't you say the reason is a chatzitza? Rav Yirmiyah Minat Sad. It's talking about that where did they discover that pebble, or the levoina, or the melach, was on the side of the kohen's three fingers. As we've said before, and as we're going to see shortly again in the Gemara, when the kohen goes and takes the kmitza with the three fingers, after that he takes the thumb and the pinky, and he wipes against it to make sure that it's a very exact measure. Very, very exact. So what happens now, after we've done the vashing and the vishing, and now it's exactly perfect, and we see, hey, that's very strange. I'm looking here, either the right side of the hand, or the left side of the hand, and I see, seems to be a little pebble over there. Really, what is that doing there? Oh, that pebble, since it's facing the outside, it's not facing the inside, you can see from the outside. So Gemara says, therefore, in such a situation, I don't have a problem of chatzitza, because it's obviously not between the hand, the fingers, and the kmitza, but rather I see it with my own eyes, and that's sticking out, and it's, if you will, it's touching the ear from the outside. And so therefore, I don't have a chatzitza issue. Now, according to the first pshat of Rashi, that shtims very, very nicely. How does it shtim nicely? Because Rashi says the chatzitza problem is if it's between the fingers and the flour. Here we're saying, no, it's not between the fingers and the flour. It's within the flour itself, protruding, so you could see it. It's right there. However, the problem is that once you pull that out, we're not going to have the full volume of kmitza in the fingers, so we're going to have a problem of choser. But I don't have a problem of chatzitza because it's not between the finger and the flour. However, according to the second shot of Rashi, that Rashi added that there could be a chatzitza between one particle of the flour and the other particle of the flour, the choser, that doesn't answer the problem. Because after all, if it's embedded, even a drop, and that's the reason why it's a problem, because you know, it's choser. It's embedded a drop. Why don't you go and say once again that it's being mafsik between the upper and the lower, or the different sides of the kmitza which are surrounding that pebble? So the chayr is a bissel ishrei. But anyway, bottom line is, if it's minatzad, I don't have a chatzitza problem, but if it's in the middle, I do have a chatzitza problem.
That's chaser. What's yeser?
Yeser means it's, you have a nice clump of flour which is sticking out of his hands.
So he didn't smooth it out.
Even after he didn't do a good job, or even if he did, but still something is protruding.
Thank you.
Very well. Jacques de Gemara weiter. And now we're going to continue talking about the physicality, the practicality, how you do it. Jacques de Gemara, Omalei Abai, Lero Keitza Koimtsin. How do you go and do a kemitza? Omalei, he told him, can we come to him? Do you like people do a kemitza? Now that's not all that helpful, if you will, l'chasish only more zoktis. But Rashi says what the Gemara means to say, can come to imchi, mashma b'chol ha'etzbois, that you use all of your fingers. When Rashi says b'chol ha'etzbois means to the exception of the thumb, you go and take a full handful and you put as much as you can within your four fingers, like people when they want to go and take a large amount of flour or salt or sugar or whatever, they try to grab as much as they can within their four fingers and have the thumb watch and help out from the side. Azei zokti mara, really? All four fingers? Aisvei! We have a braisa that says, identifies the names of every one of our fingers, starting with the pinky. Zu Zeres, the pinky is called the Zeres finger. Zu Kmitza, the fourth finger is the Kmitza finger. Zu Oma, the middle finger, is the Oma, that's the long finger. Zu Etzba is the second finger, the pointer. Zu Gudel, and then you have ultimately the Gudel meaning the thumb. Aha, so what's the kasha? So first let's understand what these things mean. Zu Zeres. Rashi explains that in the Torah it says the Gabi, the Choshen Mishpat, that is worn by the Kohen Gadol, that the dimensions were Zeres Arka v'Zeres Rochba. What is the definition of Zeres? So the Chamtala Zeres means a hand span, which means take from your smallest finger from the pinky, go all the way to the thumb, take a measuring stick, take a ruler, and see what that is, and that's a Zeres. And they say that a Zeres is a half of an amma. So, since in measuring the Zeres, you start with the pinky, says he, what? That's why that's called the Zeres finger, the pinky finger, because you use that for measuring a Zeres.
You spread out your finger?
As much as you can, without causing a bleed because of a split.
So you measure from here, take it so it's on a diagonal, sort of.
Exactly. Take a ruler, diagonal from first finger to last finger. That is your Zeres, and that will be the shear of the Choshen, which is also Zeres, Ark of Zeres, Rach. So that's the Zeres finger. The Kmitza finger is the fourth finger. That's the reason why it's called the Kmitza finger, because that's where the Kmitza ends. You put the Kmitza in the three fingers, and that's the dead end, or the live end. Finish the Kmitza, you're done. The Oma is the middle finger. Rashi says the reason why it's called the Oma finger, because if you want to measure an Amma, then you measure it from your elbow all the way till the end of the middle finger. That's your shear of an Amma. That's why it's called the Oma, or Amma. The second one is called the Etzba, and that you have already in the Torah, the word Etzba, that the Koyim is called.
Elokimhi by Kinnim.
Good. But here we're talking about the practicality for Halacha, and that is, if you have a Koyin who has to go in Tuyvel, Tovel HaKoyin, it's Tzvoy Badam, then he's on the Paroiches, where he goes up to the top of the Koronis, etc. So that's where the Torah uses the term Etzba. And Gudel is finally the thumb. And Rashi says that's talking about the Behoinis. Behoinis that we spoke about yesterday at some length about the Mitzvah, that he has to go and put the Dam on the Behoinis. That's the Gudel that is the thumb. So what's the Gemara's Kash? The Gemara's Kash is, we just said, according to Rava said, that what's a kmitza, can it come to inch? And Rashi says it means using all the four fingers, besides the agudel. You know, we just see from this braisa that it's the fourth finger, not the pinky, the fourth finger, which is the kmitza finger, which therefore suggests that you don't use all four fingers for the kmitza, and only three is a shver on, Rava. And for the more elu lahashvois, says Rava, when I said kirkamsi inshi, what I mean is, you take it in the three fingers, you're 100% right, the fourth finger is called the kmitza finger, but all four fingers participate in the kmitza in the sense that after you load up the kmitza in the three fingers, then you take your pinky and you wipe it off from the bottom, as well as using the thumb on top. And since we're now including the thumb, now the kirkamsi inshi, which Rashi says, call it spice, that can include the thumb as well, because both the thumb and the pinky are used for that washing and wishing in terms of trying to remove any excess or protruding materials or soilus, whatever, and see, therefore you use both for one and the other.
Does it go down vertically or does it go
on the side?
What are you talking about?
Into the flower.
Whatever you're going to go and say, you're going to have a shita like you over the next 20 lines. Okay. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss at some length, and at also some depth, okay. As you will see. So, Gemara, hechi ofid. But tell me, how do you do it? That's what's bothering me all the time from the beginning of the Masechta. How do you do the kmitza? Amrav tuvia amrav zutra bar tuvia amrav choyfe sholish etzba oisav ad shemagia al pas yodoi v'koinitz. What does he do? Choyfe sholish etzba oisav. He goes and closes the three fingers when they're empty. Ad shemagia al pas yodoi, until it reaches the palm of the hand. In other words, as we'll see shortly, don't do it just your sholish etzba oisav, roshi etzba oisav. Roshi etzba oisav would mean you just fold your three fingers until they fold, and nothing more than that. And then, of course, the amount of flour inside would be
small,
very minimal, gunished. But rather you have to go and do it all the way to the Pasiode, as far as you can on the palm, so that what you have inside here is already, you already have a couple of ounces, 3 ounces, whatever happens to be, depending, of course, on the size of the Kohen's hat. But anyway, so Rav said, go and take your three fingers until they reach into the palm area as far as you can. Do a kmitza. Now, it's not absolutely crystal clear from the way the Rav is saying this. However, from Rashi is mashma, what you have to do is, with your clenched fingers, you go and take the fingers. In other words, without the Gemara, the easy way to say that you do your kmitza is you put your hand into the flour and then close it up. From Rashi, whoever is mashma, that you really have closed fingers, and what you have to do is submerge it into the flour and have the flour kind of creep in from both sides. Where do I take this from? If you look at the Rashi third wide line down below, third wide line, it's going on a later Gemara, but nevertheless, Kirikamtsi Inchi, Machnes Tzide Etzba Oisov, he takes the sides of his fingers, the Doichik Bekemach, and he pushes it into the Kemach, Vakemach Nichnas Betrich Yodai, and as a result, the Kemach flows into the hands. So there's a bit of a cavity there when you go and have your fingers folded over. Take a look, you see, you have a, it can look like a telescope. And as you're pushing it in on sideways, some of the flour starts getting in. Then when you're finished, pull it out and make sure you clench it very tightly so it shouldn't spill out. So back to the Gemara. Now he does the kmitza. Tanna mihochi. Maloi kumtzai. The two psukim. One pasuk says maloi kumtzai. I think we have it here in Torah or Shalom, not in our gemaras. Other gemaras bring it. The heirim mimenu maloi kumtzai misolta mishamna. So you have to go and take a maloi kumtzai. Maloi means it's got to be a full kumtzai. I would think even if it is overflowing, meaning that there is some flour protruding and coming out from either side or both sides. Tamaloi meno. It says in another pasuk v'kumetz hakoyim mimenu. Kumtzai, or big kumtzai. One pasuk says maloi kumtzai, one pasuk says big kumtzai. Ah, so therefore, big kumtzai tells you it should not be overflowing. Frank Yamara, I big kumtzai, yocha barosh etzboi. So maybe it's enough just to go and fold the fingers over, but not try to extend them onto the pasiyodoi, but rather fold them over till it reaches the hand, or shortly thereafter. In other words, try it on your own fingers, just fold them without putting any pressure to go and pass you. Tamaloi maloi kumtzai. No, no, it's got a full. Okay, it's got to go away. Try to fold them as far as possible onto the palm area. And then he takes his kumtzai.
Sorry? Do you think they'd keep his fingers straight first? This is implying that he's putting his hands in already, his fingers are...
That's correct. That's what Rashi also seems to be saying. It doesn't say crystal clearly.
It's a mundane thing because it's hard.
I agree with you. Especially he says it comes to inch. It is the way people do it. I wouldn't think that's the way people do it. So there are, in fact, Meforshim that are asking shots in this Rashi, but that's the way Rashi's mashma, that you have to have the fingers folded, push it into the kemach, push pressure so that Kemach now will spill into or somehow enter into the cavity in his hand, fill up the three fingers, and then he picks it up. Now this is by regular solus. Besides solus, of course, as you know, there's also carbon mincha, which is minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, also minchas mafitaner. But Agmar doesn't talk about the mafitaner, it talks about the machvas and the macheshes. Now, what's the issue of machvas and macheshes as opposed to the solus? Solus, it's relatively easy. I'm not a kohen, and these are voidus kashish of the mikdash, but nevertheless, even for a kohen, it's relatively easy because you have your solus, you have your flour. One way or another, you get the flour into the three fingers, and you kvetch from both sides, and everything is great. The machves or machesh is already processed. It's already been boiled, or it's already been baked, fried, whatever. So now, to get this into a form of being able to go and take your three fingers is not as simple. So what you have to do is, later on, our Masecht is going to explore. Of course, it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Oysa Pitim. Pasuk Oysa Pitim means Tzebreklin. Tzebreklin means that you crumble it, to make it into small little crumbs. And if you do a good job in making into crumbs, then what's going to happen is it'll be similar to your soles, that you grind it and crush it and all the rest, and it'll be very fine. So it'll be like a salt and sugar and like your crushed and your in your solus and your flour. But nevertheless, it's abyssal, you can still have a problem. So therefore, moichi begudloi milmalu betzboi katana milmata. Toisus adds to this that we're going to have one man the yomer later on in Masechta that we talk about psisim, that we don't mean poshup shot, that you just put it into a grinding machine, a mill, and you grind and grind until it becomes very, very fine, like flour, just like, for instance, those of you that buy or use matzah meal. Oh, how does matzah meal come about? You first bake a full-fledged matzah, then you put it in such a little hand mill, whatever, and you grind it, and it comes out fine matzah meal. And in fact, it's quite fine. They do a very good job. Right? They do a fine job. Where's Shelley? Shelley, fine. Yeah. Anyway, so they do a fine job. However, there's another man that says pasay pizza means that you go and take, for instance, let's assume it was fried, and therefore it's like a pancake. You take the pancake, you fold it over in two. Then you take that two, and you fold it over in four, and you try to fold it as many times as you can, and that's the kiyum of the pasay pizza. The problem is that it's still quite large pieces, since you're not crumbling it up into real crumbs. You're just folding it into two, into four, into six, or eight, whatever. So now when you put that into the three fingers, you have to exert a fair amount of pressure from the right and from the left, from the thumb and from the pinky, to get off any protrusion. Look at the top choices. The Zui Avoid a Kashi Ben Imigit Migdash, the man the Yom Aperik Il Benachis, Shemachziran Lissolt, son, according to those that hold. You take the Machvas and Marcheshes, and you grind it so finely, so it looks almost like a pure solus, like you could tell immediately, of course, that this is not flour. You could see that it's brown or it's processed. Yeah, but nevertheless, it's the expression machzir l'sotzon. Ein kasha yoisim min chasoilus. It's really not that much different than just having plain flour. That the way they made the psisim was to go and fold them, and to then again a second fold from two and four, etc. And then apparently some pieces came away as a result and got cut up. Whatever, we'll learn this more mechum and daf ayin hey. That makes it a real avoid a kosher.
So we're doing recycling or what? Because you know, by the time it goes into the marheshet, they've already taken the kemitza.
No. The machas and marheshet, we're talking about that it was processed before they did the kemitza.
They baked it, they fried it first. They
baked it or fried it or boiled it first, and then the person brings in a whole bunch of beautiful knedlich, and he brings it to the koyin. And he says, "I did it beautifully in a machlis marcheshes, kleichol. Your kalim in your own private kitchen, and now I'm bringing it into the koyin. So now we got to put it into the klisharis, which is fine. But I got a problem. How is the koyin going to go and do kemitza now? So now there's a machloikis. How do you do the kemitza? Some say you do the kemitza by taking these knedlich and putting it back into a grinding machine of some sort, and now making it nice and fine and like flour." So then it's not that much different than regular flour. On the other hand, according to Maniyama, that says if you have to go and fold it over, and therefore make small pieces, then it becomes a little bit more complicated. And about that, says the Toises, that's what the Gemara means momentarily, that that's the avoida kasha shemimigdash, to get whatever protruding amounts off by using your thumb and using your pinky. The problem is not just to go and flatten it out. The problem is that if, in fact, pieces are protruding, and you're cutting them off by using the finger and using your thumb, you have to make sure you don't take off too much. Because if you take off too much, guess what? Then I'm going to have chaser. Okay, I'll just leave a little bit extra. Then you'll have yasser. So it's got to be very exacting. How exact can you do that? That's why the kohanim go for 5 years to kohen school for training. And this is one of the avodah discussions of Mitosh, like our Gemara explains. So back to the Gemara, Mamachvas and Mamacheshes. Moichi begudloi mulmalu betzboi kitanu mulmata. So in other words, what this Gemara is suggesting as Liba the Tois is that even though we say the avoid the kashim and mikdash and the nice of using the thumb and using the pinky, with the regular solus, that wasn't that much of an issue. It was much more of an issue when you talk about the machvas and marcheshes. There, when you have that processed flour, which is already knedlach or pancakes or whatever, that's much more difficult to go and remove the protrusion, especially if you hold like them on the umbo, fossils and pizza, that you have to fold it, etc. That's the only thing. Malika, which is so difficult because the kohen has to go in there, hold it, and he has to go into Malika with his finger and sever the simonim from the back, and That's where the Kohen Gadol has to go and bring his diktoidus on Yom Kippur. What is so difficult about the Chafina? Of course, we learned more about that in Masechta's Yuma, but just for our purposes, the Kohen had two handfuls. On one hand, he had the Machbas, in which he had the burning coals, and the other one, he had a kaf, a very large ladle, which was full of the Keturis. So what was the problem? The problem is, after he gets into the Kodesh Kodoshim, he can put the Machbas down, but now he has to go and take the kaf of Keturis and fill up his hands with that. So now if he was only filling up one hand, he'd go and pour from the right hand to the left, or the left hand to the right, you just fill it up, there's no problem. However, the problem is you have to have in that kaf enough keturis for both hands. So how are you going to go and take one hand and pour it into both handfuls? Sorry?
Use your mouth.
Use his mouth to flip the ladle. Yeah.
Okay, so then there is a machloikus in Yuma how you do that. One holds taki, you use your mouth or your teeth and you hold the thing and you somehow have it spill out into your two hands. And one man Yuma says you do it with your fingertips, that you have to slowly but surely you take the kaffas here at your fingertips, and then you have to go and slowly but surely pour it out into your hand. But it's difficult. If it spills on the floor, you'll have cost of the yes and problems. So, one of those avoiders, Kodesh Migdash, avoiders Koshus. Good. We don't mean to say that this is the exclusive most difficult. It's one out of the three most difficult, the Malika, the Chafina, and the Kmitz. Fine. And now, a little bit what we discussed is going to be repeated, with a little bit more detail. That Malikumtsoi is like people do it, and then that's the Kinemakamtsi Inchi, the third wide line that we looked at before, that you have a semi-clenched hand, and you insert it from the side, and you have as much of the flour enter into the cavity, and then you clench it. Oh, that's how people do it. Shai? Boy Rapapa, what happens if you did it three other ways? Comments by Rashi Etzboisov. Mai, minat sedodim. Mai, mimata lemala. Mai, v'timora teka. Now, what are these three things? We already had Rashi Etzba Oisav on the final narrow line. Yachav Rashi Etzba Oisav. Tamalei malei kumtzai. That Rashi Etzba Oisav is different than the Rashi Etzba Oisav that we're talking about now. That Rashi Etzba Oisav was that he did not allow for any flour to get into the palm, because all he did was he just bent over the three fingers in the most minimal way possible, and within those three fingers, whatever little amount, minimal amount of soilus came in, that just fight. You have to push it all the way out past the other, extend your fingers as much as possible. Here the Rashi Etzba Oisav means something different. If you look at the fourth wide line of Rashi, Rashi Etzba Oisav, Shehichnis Rashi Etzba Oisav de Kemach, he puts the beginning of his fingers, in other words, his fingertips where the nails are, into the kemach, who pass yodoi klapi kemach. The pass yodoi is referring to the palm, so he's doing it by putting his hand face down, that is the palm face down, onto the kemach, the koimitz mloi kumtsoi, and then he takes those three fingers and he tries to grab up and clasp and will take into his fingers as much of the mincha that is necessary to fill up the kumtsoi. Ad pasiodoi until filling up the palm. Kitzikonoi, according to the right amount, mahu, would this also work? So instead of going and putting his hands in
vertically
or from the side, what he did was he put his hand flat down on the flour, and then he tries to grab the flour by moving his fingers into the kemach and pulling it up into those three fingers. Or does that also work? Flop. I'm sorry, Nachum?
In swimming, that'd be like a belly flop.
Belly flop, okay.
So fine. Diving in.
Gotcha.
You do it.
Yeah. And you pick up water that way.
Pick up water, okay. Okay, that's the first one. What's the next one? Minhat Sedodim, says Rashi. The next Rashi, fifth wide line. Shenosen Gav Yod. The Gav means the back of the hand. Ala kemach, onto the kemach. B'hoilich yodoi, b'hoilich yod, that he moves the hand back and forth, at shenichnas hakemach, derech tzidoi l'toich yodoi. So here, the hand is open, not like we had before, the Rashi said that he puts in the fingers when they're already folded over, but rather he puts the hand, the back of the hand flat down on the kemach, and then he moves the hand back and forth, until he makes a bit of an indent, or indentation in the kemach, and now the kemach is now floating, so to speak, over his hand, goes in there, tzidoi, goes in now onto the palm, and now when his palm feels that it's pretty full, then he clenches his three fingers.
So the difference between a regular kmitza from the side and this is that he keeps his fingers extended until the flour passes into his hand.
Exactly. But he also has to put pressure to get it to move. Exactly.
You know, the Irish have an expression, the back of my hand, when you have a smack.
I got you. Okay, very good. There's another pshat in Rashi. He didn't go smack into the middle of the kli, he went to the sides of the kli. Is that a problem? And that's one of three cases where the Gemara says it's teiku. And what's mumato lemala? Says the next Rashi, six wide lines. Mumato lemala shehichnis etzba oisa bekemach. The gav hayad kneged hakemach the koinitz. He puts his etzbois into the kemach. So when we would normally, I guess, try to clasp some of the flour, we would have our fingers go in vertically, and we would see our palm as it takes some of that flour and raises it. Here it's the other way around, meaning the gav hayad keneged hakemach. So you don't see your palm as you put your hand in, but you put your hand in and you see the back of it towards you, and that's also keneged hakemach. In other words, as he's boring
you shovel into it.
Very good. Koinitz into a kmitza. All of these are slightly different than what you would expect. Zuk Yomar, is that also considered to be a bona fide kmitza? My teiku tishbitas. And the same Rapapa now says basically the same halachas the gabi the chafina. Rapapa, pshitali melech chafnat kira chafna. Yes, you like people go and put their two hands together and they clasp, and that's how they get, the kohen gadol gets his ketores on Yom Kippur. It's by Rapapa. Chafan berashi etzba oisav mahu. So now, the first two, the Rashi Etzba Oisav, as well as the Tzedodim, that's the identical case that we had before by the Kemach. And this is the same Rav Papa who's speaking. So, what did we have before? Rashi Etzba Oisav. You'll remember looking at the fourth line of Rashi, Hichnis Rashi Etzba Oisav Bekemach, Upasiyod Beklap Bekemach. He went and put his thing flat, his hands down, no longer on the kemach, near now on the ketores. The koinitz when it comes, and then he grabs as much as he can. Our brother Shelley told us that you put it like a belly flap, and he puts his hands directly on top of the ketores, and then he grabs up as much as he can within his three fingers. Yeah, good?
No
good? Okay, so that was...
Why isn't there a little tool they can put into the hand?
Yeah, you gotta hand it to you, exactly. And the coin girl needs a hand, but the problem is he's the only guy in the Kodesh Kodashim.
The grabbing of the ketores is done, and then he puts into the ladle and the machta, he goes inside. So this actually is done outside in the Azara. In public view.
Fine. But now, how do you get it back from the kaf into
it? That's done privately.
Oh, okay. Very
good. You have to do it later.
Good. So that's chafim reshit. So oisamau minatzedodimau, again, is from the sides, like we said before. Now, this is already a new case. Chafim bezu ubezu v'karbin zu eitzelzu. In other words, he was... Look who's here, show! Wow.
When you pick up
Ishi's store? I'm going to you.
Shaul, have a wonderful day. Keep on learning Shtar. Next time, Yashan. Yep, thank you for your efforts. Anyway, Chofen Bezu, instead of taking both hands and grabbing or clasping or scooping ketores of both hands at the same time, first he goes and fills up one hand, and then he goes and scoops up a second hand, and then he puts the two hands together. Give him a hand for doing it this way. The question is, Chavim Bezu, Zuba Karvin, he was Makarev, he put the two together, now Zuba Zuba, now, Teiku, Giblim and Ashayla. So don't do any of these things, and if you're a Koyan, make sure you learn it properly.
Interesting, this is an Avoda that he's doing with his left hand. In the sense of that, he has to use his left hand to complete the Avoda.
It's true, but the Gemara uses that as what you're saying is true, and the Gemara earlier, when it asked, maybe small is kosher after all, because after all, we do find once a year that you use the smile. What does he use that smile? In terms of bringing the mach the kaf in the left hand. Right hand is the machva, second and left hand is the kaf, and therefore he's using his left hand to bring
it to a vote. But here he's actually doing the vote even prior to that with the left hand to complete the chafina.
I don't know that the chafina outside is constitutes an avoid. The avoid is really when you're doing it inside and you're now removing it
and putting it on the
two hands. Well, first. Putting on the coals, that's the easy part. The difficult part is transferring from the kaf into the two hands. Now when those two hands are full, then he goes and drops it into the machlas. So the ikar avoid of the smoil, which you're correct, is the holding of the kli,
of the ladle,
as opposed to then the putting the hands together. Anyway, but the scooping. But getting back to our Gemara, Zukti Mora Vaita, Boira Papa Davki. Oh, so now in Nushekl. Boira Papa. So the Papa asks two very what's Rapop and then Marba Ravashi, it's a similar to a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of shayla, not Chasashon to put anybody down. But Rapop says, Davki lekuimitz bedafni demona mai. What happens if he was able to somehow put some of adhesive onto the walls of the klisharis in which you poured the kuimitz into, and the adhesive was so good that the koimitz stuck to the walls as opposed to falling to the floor of the kli? In other words, we already had the kmitza done by the kohen. The kohen has to now take that kmitza and put it into a kli sharet. According to one man the yomi yesterday, we said Reb Shimon might not require that, and even if he did require it, maybe you can do in the smoil and not in the yamin. But normally, you go, and according to everybody, you have to go and put the kmitza into the kli sharet. But here, instead of falling to the bottom as you would expect, it now got attached to the wall. Is davka the kmitz bidi? Bedafne, that means the doifen on the walls, the mana of the kli, my. Toichli be'inan be'ikar. The ikar is that you go and put it into the kli. Do I care whether it's hovering in mid-air and it's floating in mid-air, or if it's touching the walls or it's on the floor? The point is, it's toicha kli. Or you dilma anach betoicha be'inan. Or maybe, no, you got to do it like the Gemara said before, kidekamtzi inchi, kidekhafni inchi, the way people normally do things, not this crazy thing, an adhesive on the wall, come on, don't be nuts, let it fall to the bottom. Velekan, you don't have that. So tomorrow, teiku, tish bitar, so be careful not to put an adhesive on the wall. And boy, ma baravashi, hafche lemana, what happens if you turn the mana upside down? Bedavke le koimitz barisa de mana, and he attached the koimitz to the bottom of that mana. Now, what does that mean? So we have a machlokes over here between the Rashi and between the Shita Mukabetzes. What does the Rashi say? If you look at the Rashi, last line, Barisa de Mana, Kigoin Shehoye the Kli, Beis Kibble Me Achoyrav, Kimoish Yesh Bekaorois. In other words, take for instance all of those people that use a cost that has a fissel. Fissel means it has a little foot, a little stand on the bottom. 99% of the time you turn it upside down and you see that there's a small base kibble on the bottom as well. Certainly not enough for making kiddush, at least your standard size kois. It's not enough, so you're not going to really use that, but theoretically you could, right? What happens if somebody drank from one side and you don't want to drink from that side until you wash it out, blah, 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 but you do want to drink and you have no other kos available, especially if you take a little bit of schnapps, so you turn it over and you go and pour it on that and you drink from there. So the point is that it does have a base kibble. So the way Rashi is learning is, what this fellow did is, instead of the coin putting the coin mitz into the klisharis from the top, he turned it over and he put the kmitza on the what would have been the bottom, but now it's v'nehapachu and now it's on the top. So Zokti Yomara, v'toicha be'inam v'ikar ha'maitzis, it's inside the kli. It's not in the normal cavity of the kli because it's upside down. You got to do the normal way. This is not normal. You go and put it the klisharis upside down. It's taken. That's how Rashi learns. However, you notice there's a choftes at the end of that Rashi, and that choftes takes us a shita mukubetzes, and he learns a little bit differently. Choftes is about 10 lines before the end. Bikaorais. Zot yet Rashi. Rashi ksavya. That's Rashi ksavya. Linira mi arisa de mana. What does that mean? Shofa chakli. Not that they used the bottom, like Rashi just said, but rather he put it into the kli the way you would normally, but he put some sort of adhesive on the bottom of the kli.
So it's sticking to the kli upside, from inside.
Exactly, from the inside, but upside down. He first went to put an adhesive, and then he put the kmitza inside, and now he turned the kli upside down, or he somehow turned it upside down first, and then inserted the kmitza upwards, But anyway, it's Baruch Hashem in the kli, the normal cavity of the regular kli, but it's upside down. The near lefari shehofach hakli v'zorak v'toch hakoymitz v'mata l'malo. That's what we just said. Now that he first turned the kli over, and then he injected somehow from bottom up the kmitz into it, and it stuck now to the top of the kli, which is really the bottom of the kli. And he quotes this v'shem teres chayim. So, which lashon haGemara sounds better, so to speak? If you look at the lashon of the Gemara, boy mar bravashi hofchei lemona b'davke lekoymitz ba'arisa demona.
The
sheet is a little bit
more graphic. Yeah,
it fits better with the text because the way Rashi is learning, I don't need the davke lekoymitz. All I need is hofchei lemona. He turned it upside down.
And he puts it in that cavity in the depression of the bottom of the kli.
Exactly. And now the question is, it's Baruch Hashem munach b'toychai, but it's upside down, so you don't need the davke lekoymitz. The way the sheet is learning is, you took the kli and you put some adhesive on the bottom, turned it upside down, injected into it the kmitza. The kmitza is now sticking to the bottom of the kli. Oh, it's taka hanocha besoicha on the bottom of the kli. But lemaisa, it's upside down, and that's not kitikonai. You would normally have it residing there, not because of the adhesive, but because of the fact that it's
gravity,
right side up.
Gravity.
See, by going and doing upside down, so you made up an ahapachu. Take it. Next, look at the Mishnah Baita.
How can you take it? What's the point? You're putting it in there, and now you're going to take it up to the Mizbeach and be machter it from that kli while it's sticking to it?
Mm-hmm. How he's going to remove it?
Yeah, probably. Exactly.
You'll have to take a spoon or shovel it out. I agree with you.
He
would stick to it. Yeah,
the whole thing in Hafku, he had to turn upside down. But Dafka, he stuck it to the side, like we have a Dvela Shmena we had in where it was.
That was the first question. That was the Papa's first question. Dafka the Koymitz, Dafni the Mana. My.
This is my Rabbi.
He had the adhesive on the side of the wall. Yohanim Sanai, that was Rabbi Papa. And he wants to take it. Now, boy, my Bravashi have a further. I didn't go and attach it to the sides. I had a taka munach b'toichay on the bottom of the kli.
But the kli is inverted.
So according to Rashi, the kli was upside down. And it's taka munach b'toichay on the bottom. No edevek whatsoever. Right. And now you pour it from there onto Marach, which is a relatively easy thing to do.
And
the shita, it's much more complicated, but that's the Lashon HaGemara.
But
Dav, kill the coin,
but you're already sticking it. What the difference to make? It's upside down, right side up. Yeah. It's stuck to the side.
I'm assuming that the reason that it's an additional shayla is because of the fact that it's munach b'toichai, and the fact that it's on the bottom of the kli, it's not devek to the walls of the kli. But then you're asking, so what's the shayla? I mean, if it's munach b'toichai, the answer is because the only reason why it's munach b'toichai is because of that adhesive. The best arai is turn it upside down. None of it does flop out. The fact that it doesn't is a simon that it's not naturally residing in the bottom of the kli.
Does that devek become a chatzitza, as it were?
But the Gemara doesn't address that. Okay. Otherwise, that should be part of the shayla. Yeah. You go and say that it's chatzitza, you say it's not a chatzitza. So apparently, it's not something of mamoshes that would make it.
Leave the other idea aside.
Can leave it on aside, exactly. Okay. Next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Ketzeru Oisa, Poishu Satzwa Israel Pas Yodoi. Now notice, this is discussing again how you do the Maisa Kamitza. And this is almost word for word what Rav said earlier. Choyfe sholesh etzba oitzv al pas yodai. And it says poish etzba oitzv al pas yodai. So the choyde, it's basically the same. And that's why there's a Zion at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Shittim Gebetzis, where he just deletes all of these words. Ketzva oitzv poish al pas yodai. Dosen doch the Gemara, we already discussed it, the Amo Yeroim. Rav mit Abayim, mit Rav, mit Rav Papa, mit Marber Abravashi. They already discussed in some fair amount of detail, some graphic detail, exactly how that works. So it's strange that all of that Gemara would come prior to this Mishnah. So some say that the Shita's Kavana is not just deleted, but really added to the Mishnah on the bottom of Vav Amid Aleph, because that Mishnah was talking about the Kmitza of the actual Solas, or the actual Mincha. And that's the one we just learned in the Gemara before. If it's Ola B'yodei Tzror, Melech, Karchel Avoyin, it's possible, and Chasu V'yaser, all of that was in the previous Mishnah, discussing the dimensions and the formation, etc., of the Mincha itself, of the flour. Now we're going to deal with the Shemen and the Levoina. So that gets the Mishnah. Riba Shamna, what happens if you put in too much Shemen? Or Chasu Shamna, not enough Shemen? Same halacha that we just said by the mincha, make sure it's not too much and not too little. Same thing applies over here. Not too much shemen, not too little shemen. And chisla b'nasa, if you didn't have enough levina, it's psula, it's possible. Notice that Mishnah leaves out the riba levina.
Right.
It only talks about the shemen, riba shamna. Chos shamna, l'chari, to be consistent, should say riba levinasa and chos levinasa. So Rashi already remarks that the Gemara is going to address that issue in Yerza Hashem. The question is, what in fact is there in the shir levina? It doesn't say the fetish in the Torah, but the Gemara learns that the shir levina is just like the shir of the soles, which means it's got to be an amount of maloi koimitz, enough for a kamitza to fill up the three fingers. As long as that's the amount that you have, that's kusha miyusha, you don't need more than that.
But a levona was like a rock.
Levona is incense.
It's a crystal, it's like salt. It's like congealed. It's frankincense, it's a mineral.
Very frank.
Can you show us frankincense tomorrow?
Almost couldn't.
Anyway, it's maybe the Gemara is going to.
It's a mirror and all that. Yeah.
Maybe we're going to have more discussion about it. But in the meantime, it's got to be a shear of a kmitza. Too much or too little, possible.
It's a big number. It's a big amount. I thought it was a little. So
you thought it was like salt, like a little grain or something.
No, it's not a little bit. You're saying it has to be kmitza. Kmitza is already.
I didn't say.
Look at that.
A handful.
Two, 3 olives.
If you have 6 lines from the bottom of the omen in the Rashi, Rashi says, Chisel Vainasa, the Shir Levoina, Maloi HaKoimitz. How do I know? Mitchum, we get to Daf Kuvav, which is almost the last blot. I think it goes to Koftes. The Farish, that we learn with Xer Shova, Nemer HaRoma, Nemer HaRoma. It's really the Mephoshim ask, it's really not a Xer Shova, it's more of a Hekish. Because it says, Vehirim Mimena, Bekumtsoi, Mesoilis Amincha, Mishamna, Al kolavaynasa. So you have the v'heira misham malei kumtzai. So you have the koymitz. In fact, you have the Torah or at least it has one pasuk. So it says misoilus amincha misham the v'esa kol alavayna. So since just that says kumtzai at the beginning of the pasuk koymitz. So now we make a hekish from the soilus to the levayna. That just like the soilus has to be amalei koymitz, the levayna utzas malei koymitz. Anyway, that will wait to miyetsha for daf kovav.
Does he have to also do the
amount of levoina is a kmitza, so that's the amount.
You don't do kmitza on the levoina. Levoina is very pre-measured. It's already
exactly.
It's already. It's not. You don't do a maisa kmitza on the levoina.
Right. The amount of levoina is the kmitza. Okay.
But you had a bowl of levoina,
mm-hmm.
And then you then took it you did a kmitza on it.
No, you took it out.
The Kohen could have done a kmitza to make it, make a chart.
Or is it like a shear? It's so many.
That is the shear. That's
a
shear.
It's not the volume. Not talking about the mice.
Preset volume.
Exactly. A preset volume before you put it into the klishar. Okay. Make sure it's exactly a kohen's full.
What bothers me is that the kmitza varies from Kohen to Kohen. It's a small Kohen, small hands. It's a relative thing.
Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara is going to address that, and that's why we have 109 blot instead of just 12 blot. So Zokim Warhechi don't me riba shamna. We send the Mishnah too much shemen toynish. Omer Blazer, Kigoin Shehifrish law, Shnei Lugin. The minimum amount that you're supposed to have with your typical Isaray of Mincha, you're supposed to have one loik, and he did a double loik. Oh, and what did he do with that double loik? He put into the Klisharis together with the rest of the Mincha. Toynish, that was riba shamna. Now, Rashi already points out that Zeitzachos, it appears from our Gemara, that it's only possible if it's a double portion, a double leg instead of one leg. What happens if it's only 1.5 leg, 1.8? Sounds like that would be okay. In fact, that's what the Gemara is now going to address. Great Gemara, why do you have to go and say that he took 2 lugin from the very outset? But Leigma, why don't we Zetzain, why don't we say so much going to Orev Ba, Shemen de Chulin, or Shemen de Chaverta? In other words, he had a perfect amount of loik shemen. And then before we finished off the whole process, he decided, let's add just a drop more. Sonny, please bring over a little bit more shemen. We'll pour it from the bottle into it. So it doesn't have to be that he was mafresh too lugin, l'shem, his karmen. Exactly, he had a little bit more. Or shemen the chaverti, he borrowed some shemen from a fellow mincha. In other words, he wasn't makdashin initially to lugin for the purpose lishma of this kar mincha. He decided afterwards to add a little chulin or take some shemen from his chavata, another from another mincha. So why did he go and give Dafka this dramatic, graphic case of shnei lugin? But he told me, "I'm going to tell me shemen the chulin, shemen the chaverta, loy pasal." Then, in fact, that doesn't pasal. It's got to be that he was makdish it lechatchila to lugan. Frankly, more maskil mazuch ba'atuvia el miyata minchas choytei the posel b'shemen heichim mishkaches lo. We all know it says in the Torah that when it comes to minchas choytei, that's the third of the three on the totem pole of the carbon oil of the yoded. That it says lohitin alav shemen leyosim alav levoina. Don't add any shemen oil of wine. So now, what happens if you added shemen? You weren't supposed to, but you did. So the Mishnah later on is going to go and tell us that it's pasul the carbon. Okay, so how do you have a case of putting shemen on the minchas choyte and making it pasul? Heich mishkachasel. Idido, are we talking about shemen that was designated and consecrated and muktish for this particular minchas choyte? Halesla, it's dvorim betalim. If I were to go and bring a minchas choyte, and then I bring shemen, I say, oh, this shemen should be holy and it should be in a klisharis. It's all meaningless because there's no such thing as shemen. It's like taking a bottle of Coca-Cola and saying, I'm going to add it to this minchas choyte.
And they give you no solace for
doing no solace, exactly. Anyway, seich mishkachasla. Idido halesla, it doesn't have its own shemen. So what do you mean, possible shemen? If you're going to tell me, it means he brought in shemen that had no business being there. The chulin shemen, or the chavet, he borrowed the shemen from another carbon. Didn't you just say, Reb Elazar, the only time the pasul is when you have shnei lugin? But apparently, shemen the chulin, shemen the chavet, doesn't pasul. Every mara, Reb Elazar, let me buy your karma. You didn't understand what Reb Elazar really meant. Loin me buy the chulin, the chavet, the apostle. Avad, if you're going to go and take just regular shemen from your shemen zayizoch bottle that you're using for Hanukkah or for cooking, and you're going to take some virgin olive oil and pour it in. Or you're going to use chavetz, you're going to take from another carbon, and you're going to steal or borrow some of the shemen from that. That passes it. Avol hifrish lo shnei lugin. What happens if initially, from the outset, he was mafrish shnei lugin? Hoyel v'hai chozilei v'hai chozilei. Eim aloy lifso. I would say that that's okay already, because it's like a yesh breira, eim breira situation. By bringing two lugin, what I'm saying is, I could use this loy. Either one is a perfect volume. Either one of them I could use for the carbon. So if I put in both of them, I might think loy lifso. I haven't done anything tragic or anything wrong. Kamash v'lon, says Reb Elazar, that's my chiddush. Not only if you add fremda, strange shemen of chulin or shemen of another carbon, avada that passes. But even if you were lechatchil, you took two lugin, figuring with this you'll be super erlich and super frum, and you brought even more shemen, and you're a nice guy, and you're makdish too. Kamashla, no good. Faith tomorrow, you know, later blows a heart. Efshatakiyo, maybe if you brought two, and each one was roy on its own. Hai chazle. Amarova masisa kashise. What bothered him, my ear, the tani riba shamno. Listening riba lo shemen. If you go back to Loshan Amish, it says riba shamno. Its shemen was nisraba, in other words, a large quantity. Why didn't you simply say riba lo shemen? He added extra shemen. What's the shamno? El hakamashal, the avagav, the ifshishlo, shnei lugin, even though milchatchila, from the very outset, he brought in, besides his isarin of soilus, he brought the two lugin, so therefore it's shamno, it's part of that.
It's carbon. Dedicated right to that carbon.
Dedicated, consecrated, mufrish, and muktish, l'shem yichud. I might think, be'ed with it. It's kusha, kamashal, and says, rablazin, no, all to no good. You have to have proportional, one loy.
Yes, sir,
one.
Not all done.
Exactly right. As well as, kalamoysev, goyreya. Fine. Chisei levayna. So let's go now from shemen on to levayna. Tanur bar. Chosra v'yomda al kurt echad psula. Al shnei kurtin is ksheira divir Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, you started off with a proper amount of levayna. Remember, we saw in the Rashi and the Mishnah that the shir of levayna is maloya koimit. Chvais, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, depending on the size of the kohen's hand, as you said. So what happens now? Chosra v'yomda al kurt echad. Some of it fell away. It was originally taka full amount of the koimit, but now it's chosra v'yomda al kurt echad. Now it's much, much smaller. It's only down to nebuch, a small little kurt. Kurt is a very small amount. You remember on the top line, we had kurt levoina that fell into the kmitza when the person was in the kmitza. It passes it, right? So it says, it would start off with a full climate, and now it went chasvi umdal kurt echad psula. Al shnei kurtin, however, if you have two kurtin left, that's already kosher divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little bit hard to understand What's the difference between court?
How big is a court? I mean, exactly. A kometz is like two or three zesim, right?
Right.
How big is... So if a kometz is two or three zesim, mm-hmm. then the Lavona should be two or three zesim. Mm-hmm. So relative to that, what's a court?
A court,
shouldn't
obviously...
You shouldn't be caught with a curtain.
Then don't be so curt in your comments. You know, explain mm-hmm. what you have to say. Anyway, you're right. So the Mefarshim Mutzin Zach, if you're going to tell me a court really means just a mashu, what's the difference between one mashu and two mashu?
Exactly. It's
meaningless. Yeah, exactly. So anyway... And that's one of the reasons why it's a greatest question. Should we make this? You have to make sure everything is perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Anyway, so umda kodecha psula two courtins. Okay. Divrei Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer al kodecha is ksheira. As long as there's one court left, that's also kusha. Puchas mikana. If it's less than the court, I mean, if the concert court is a mashu, how can you have less than a mashu? Can you have a half of a mashu?
Yeah, I guess so.
Half of a mashu is also a mashu. So they take a quarter of a mashu. It's a little bit difficult.
Quarter of last resort.
Yeah, quarter of last resort. Fantastic. Anyway, Rav Shimi, you're really cooking with fire today that's going to burn up all the levain. There's going to be an incense. You're going to smell the aroma.
No challah will need a perfume for a wedding.
As long as no one becomes incensed with me.
So have my colleagues, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda says, as long as you have two korten left, fine. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as you have one kort left, it's also fine. Kush. Bring to Mavatan, you would have a braisa that says fakert. Says in the braisa, koimetz ulevoyne shechaser kolshu is possible. If you start off with a koimetz, or you start off with a levoyna, and you're just missing a bissele,
right.
It's already possible. You just told me here in the Amid Aleph.
As long as one quart or two quarts.
As long as you have left just a bissele, it's kusha. Two bissele, one bissele. Here it's saying it's just missing a bissele, it's already possible. Right. So the choyer steer, what's going on? Zok Timar, Tanif, go and change the lashon of here, not klim, it's ulevoyna, but kart, levoyna, shechoser kosher, who is possible. If you had at the end only a kart, who was the one that said that one little cart left is okay? That was Reb Shimon. That al kart echad ksheira, as long as it's down to one cart, pachas mikan, less than a cart, is psula. So that's what the price is saying. A cart, a levoinish, a chaser kolshu. It's really less than a cart, then you're stuck.
So he's machmer, actually.
So this is just like Reb Shimon on the Omer Aleph. Right. In fact, that's why you see in the parentheses Reb Shimon Omer. But if you look at the top Rashi, it's Masha, he didn't have that gear, sir, Reb Shimon Omer, because he says, Kimidumali. That's why they take it out. Exactly. Okay, so, but now the Braisa after this emendation is just like Reb Shimon on the Omer Aleph. The boy is saying, but there's another pshat too. Can be levoina bo imam mincha. Can be levoina bo bifnei atzma. We normally think of the levoina being an adjunct to the carbon mincha. In other words, person was menadev, I'm going to bring a carbon mincha. So the kohen tells him, you know what you got to bring? You got to bring a nisorin of silas. You got to go and bring a loig of shemen. And as wish to that, you have to go and bring this koimit of levoina. So that's the levoina habo im hamincha. What is the minimum amount of that levoina? So we had on the Amud Aleph. The Amud Aleph says that he brought the initial kemitza, the shear koimit. If it's down to, according to Behuda, two cart in its kosher, according to Reb Shimon, if it's down to one cart, then you started off the proper amount, and then unfortunately it diminished. So as long as you have epis, it's still kosher. That we had here on the top of the Amud, that the koimitz levoina shechaser koshu is talking about the person who was menader or menadev levoina on its own. He wanted to go and bring a karba levoina. And you can do that levoina on its own. In such a case, then there has to be a psashtikul lamashu levoina. So koimitz levoina shechaser koshu. If whatever he brought for that levoina, if it's missing abyssala, then it's no good and becomes possible. And the Gemara is going to explain this in more detail, as we'll see momentarily. So, Amr Rav Yisrael bar Yosef, Amr Rav Yochanan. In fact, Gimel Machlokes Bedover, there's a three-way Machlokes. Gimel Machlokes means a three-dayos in this Machlokes. That's Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon we already had in the Amud Aleph, and now we're adding Remeir. Remeir Sobar, Koimitz Betchila, the Koimitz Besof. You have to make sure that the Levoina remains intact in terms of the Shiur. You start with a shear koimitz, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. That's the minimum shear. And what happens at the end? Make sure at the time that you're being makta levoina, that koimitz is still totally intact. Koimitz from the beginning till the end. Otherwise, you got a problem.
Are we talking about the boy sema? We're bringing a korban mincha of only levona now? We're talking about the levona?
You'll see in another moment.
Okay.
No problem. This is not addressing the earliest stira. This is Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan saying, halacha l'maisa, there's a three-way machlekes. According to a mayor, koimitz betchila v'koimitz besaf. Rabbi Yehuda savar koimitz betchila ushnei korten besaf. That's Rabbi Yehuda we had on the Amud Aleph. You start off with a koimitz. Everybody agrees. You start off a minimum share of a koimitz, and now if there is a diminishment or diminution, says Rabbi Meir, afil abisala, if it's not a full koimitz, you're stuck, no good. Which of course would be consistent with the top gemara that we had here on the Amud Beis v'Tanya. Koimitz ulevoyni shechase kolshu. Missing our kosher is very possible. That would be Remeir. That, by the way, would also be consistent with our Mishnah, where it says in the Mishnah, Chisa Levoinasa, some Levoina is missing. Possible. It doesn't say what the shear is, but it sounds like any.
It sounds like a
star
Mishnah to me.
And that would be Shtim with Remeir. That would be great, right? And in fact, if you look at the Rashi, Remeir, which is a parallel to our Gemara, Stam Mastis, in Diktoni, Chisa Levoinasa, it doesn't say how much, it's much even at kosher. Tzula. If it was a larger shear and it said you have to be up to a cord, to two cord, the Mishnah would have to spell that out. But just saying, chitza levoinos is tzula, it sounds like any amount of levoina that's missing is possible. That's Remeir. You start over the kaimitz, you end over the kaimitz, nothing is missing. That's Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kaimitz, but you have to start over the kaimitz. However, ushnei kordin besav, just make sure that even if most of it has gone away, it's blown away by the wind or whatever, as long as you have two korden is enough. As long as you have one court is enough. Now, where do they each take their views from? They all dash in the same pasuk. What is the same pasuk? This is the Torah Or, Baruch Hashem, Ve'irim Mimen Bekumtsoi, and it says in the pasuk, Ve'eis Kal Halavoina Asher Al HaMincha. So the fact that we are tying the Levoina to the Mincha is going to be the secret for all three. Remeya Sabra and the Isla Levoina, the Ikva, Bahade Mincha Meyikara. Just like at the outset you brought Levoina Asher Al HaMincha, whatever that amount of Levoina is, says the Pasik, Vihikter HaMizbeach, don't let even a drop fall away. That Levoina that you brought initially, right? The Kohen takes a kmitza of the Sodas HaMincha, Umishamna, and then we have in addition to that, the Levoina, Asher Al HaMincha, the Hikter Mizbeach, be makter, all of that. So from the very beginning to the very end, you always have the full Levoina, the Ikva, Bahade Mincha Meikar. That means it was Kavua, was established, that volume, keep that volume intact until the end of the Haktar. Very good. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Kol. Va'afilu chad kurt es l'rabbi's kurt acher. What does he mean to say? It says in the pasuk, yes, kol halavoina. Now we normally think of kol as being a riboy to be marba,
everything.
Tons, everything. Here, however, the Gemara is dashing the word kol like the kol shehu, abisala. And therefore, in fact, Rashi brings a pasuk from Melachim Beis Dalet. I think that's Isha Shunamis, I believe. What does it say in the pasuk? Ein l'shivchosech kol babayis. Now that kol doesn't mean I don't have a huge amount. It means I don't even have a kol shu nebuch at home. Ich bin nebuch uni ve'evyoin or ani of evyoin. I have nothing. I'm sorry.
She's an empty cupboard.
Empty cupboard. So therefore, that's what we're missing. We're making the kol. In fact, you have the
Torah Shalim is number is Rashi.
Rashi base. Yeah. Ve'yoyimre eleha Elisha ma'esalach. How can I help you? Hagidili ma yesh lechi. What do you have? Loch baboyis at home. But maybe this lachir loch, maybe it's a Creek Siv.
Yeah.
That's where it would appear. But Toyman, she said, English of Chosach, kol vay chadach gunish. Kim osach shaman, just with one little container of shaman. He said, no, take that container. They filled it again and again. They brought other containers and borrowed from all the friends and the neighbors.
Right? They found oil in Israel.
He found oil, yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is, it says in the Pasuk the word kol. So here too, that kol means a fila abisala kol shu. And from that I learn one quart. But how do I know the second court? Because it says es kol alavoyna, actually es kol alavoyna mitatzeira. That extra es is totally ibrik, so that's totally in the machloikis. Rather, you darsh in every one of the extra esen. So here, right?
Shimon Amsoni, right?
Exactly. Anyway, so in ultimately Rabbi Kiva, that
he rescued
everything. Grisha, and the Grisha, and the
Kashik,
Grisha, Ala Grisha, very good, beautiful. Anyway, so bottom line is, Rabbi Yudasovar, Kol is Vafil Chadkort, that Kol, Koshu, Kol Elvayna means Vafil Koshu, and the extra S is Rabbi Kodach and Nocha Koshu. So you have the two courts together, S with the Kol. Rabbi Shimon S. Leidorish, he doesn't dash in the S, he only dash in the colon, that's why you only have one. Now, notice who is the one that said this three-way machlaikis. on the fifth line, Amrab Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amrab Yochanan. And you heard already, Barry asked before, is he talking about a case of Levoina on its own or Levoina together with the other, with a Mincha? Exactly. So again, the Amrab Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amrab Yochanan, same man diyamar, the Machloikis that we just described, the three-way Machloikis, Levoina Ba Imha Mincha. Why? Because it's based on that pasuk, the Eis Kal Levoina Asher Ala Mincha, and therefore we're saying it's got to be from the moment of the original Mincha, like Reb Meir was saying, and he says the Es Mitekol. Al Levoina Abov Afnei Atzma. For that you don't have the benefit of the Es Mitekol Mitasher Ala Mincha. Therefore, Devar Koil Kaimitz Betchilev Kaimitz Asav. It has to be totally intact, totally intact. Lahachi Itzrich Asher Ala Mincha Bahari Mincha Im Bifnei Atzma Loi. That's why that pasuk, when it says it's called Levoina Shalom Mincha, I mean we're talking about the Heirim Mena Bekumtza Misaylas HaMincha Mishamda.
Right, it's not an independent Levoina Mincha.
Right, 100%. Now, but what's bothering the Mar apparently is why does it have to add Shalom Mincha? We already said the Heirim Mena Bekumtza Misaylas HaMincha Mishamda Ve'ez Kol Alvoina or Ve'ez Kol Alvoinasa Vushdavshin Asher Alam Mincha, to tell you that there is an umbilical cord tying this Levoina to the Mincha.
When it's Kavua at the time of Kedusha, it's locked in terms of volume.
Exactly. That's how the Meir learns. And then, of course, we have the Es and Kol. But that's only in this Pasuk Asher Ala Mincha. But if you're talking Levoina on its own, I don't have an Es and I don't have a Kol,
right, so
and I don't have
a Mincha. It has to be at least a Komet size.
And from beginning to end.
But how do you define it, though? So if someone's bringing, so interesting, if you're bringing a Komet of a Solas, then you can say, okay, here's a chunk of Levoina comparable to the same volume, we have it. But if you're bringing a
bag full of Levoina,
if you're bringing a Levoina carbon on its own, how do you judge the comets? Do you do a giant comets or a small comets? What's the difference? It's a relative thing. Don't you have a comets of Solas to compare it against to measure the volume of what is a proper kosher Levoina?
I'm assuming that the Kohen who's doing the Avoida on behalf of this individual, he's going to go and say, oh, you brought all of this Levoina, let's see how much you got. He puts in his three fingers, now I have a koimetz full. This is going to be your carbon, this koimetz of Levoina.
Okay.
Koimetz with chilul koimetz. So, lachi yitzvah shalom mincha, the bahari mincha, in b'fnei atzvolai, when you talk about b'fnei atzvolai, the things, these halachas don't apply. And now we have the third man diyamah, Yom Rabbi Yitzvah Yosef, Om Rabbi Yechanan, the same man diyamah, but the third halacha of Rabbi Yitzvah Yom Rabbi Yechanan, ma'achloik is b'levoina abba ima mincha, aber wenn er ba bi bazigen, du ja kol schnei kimatzim betchilu, schnei kimatzim basoiz. Of course, we're talking about bezichin that already gives away. What are we talking about?
Lechem
panim. And how did you have the?
You have the two bezichin. You have two spoonfuls, two ladles full of.
And guess what? Each one was full of
a komets of
levoina. So there were kol shnei komets with chilu, shnei komets with seif. Don't let even a drop when you're walking down those steps from the ulam down to the azara. Be very careful. Nothing should spill out. Got to be two komets with chilu, shnei komets with freidi mar pshita. After all. Isn't this the same halacha as we said previously? When you bring Levoina by itself, this is also Levoina by itself.
Exactly. It's the whole matter.
Very good. Ma'u the same. Given the Bahari Lechem Masya Kasher Al HaMincha Damya. Since the whole reason why you bring this Levoina is not mamish b'fnei atzma, it's not only being matter b'fnei atzma, but it's a matter and a machshir for the lechem upon him. And the lechem upon him is like a shtik mincha. And so therefore, maybe the same halacha as a mincha would apply. Maybe there should be a three-way machloikis,
a mayor, a tolerable loss amount.
Exactly. Kamash malon. Then in fact, no. But please, but Rav Ami Rav, if it's enough, we're not finished yet. Chano machloik b'levoina aboy imam mincha. Ab levoina. This would be exactly like we said in the name of Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef Om Reb Yochanan, that if it's b'fnei atzma, everybody agrees.
Lock it in, it's the volume is fixed.
V'chadomar, well, no, the same thing, same three-way machloikis that we had before, legabe the koimet together, then not the koimet, so levoina together with the mincha, same thing applies to levoina, which b'fnei atzma.
It doesn't make sense. How could you have a one quart of levoina be mocked here? It's meaningless, it's dust, it's garnish.
I guess we probably don't pass the mic. Chesel levoinasa pesula. Oh. So remember, when it came to the Shamna, it said both Chaser and Yasser. But in Levoina, it didn't say Chaser and Yasser. So Timura, ha, Yatir, is Ksheir. It's Mashma from the Mishnah that this Chaser and Yasser, there's only Hakpada, the Gabi the Shaman, and not Gabi the Levoina. Frey Timura, but tiny, but have a price that says Yatir Psula. So what's Tutsukta? Amar Ami Bachamak, you're going to Yifishla, Shnei Kumtsin. He was Mafish initially to Kumtsin for purposes of this carbon. The Ovid Echem Mehen Koidim Kmitza. He started with two, Remember, you only need for Levina one. See, so two were Mafish too. And one of them got lost, fell away, spilled, whatever.
Was it Makdish already, or was it just Achrayas?
Let's see. Koidim Kamitza, before he does a Kamitza on the Mincha, Loi Hukbu, it's not Kavua yet, and so therefore, I don't, says Rashi, look at Rashi, she Hefrish Loshnei Kumtzin.
Like Yasser Psula.
Psula, the Yoyser Midai Riba. Like, as you said, Kol Yasser Yonotogam. Or Kol Yasser Garev. Koidim Kemitza Nevad, Loi Hukfu Im HaMincha, Ukshayra, since it's before the time they did a Kemitza on the Mincha, okay, you can bring as much as you want at that time.
It's Achrayas.
When is, exactly, Achrayas, and when is it Koyveya like we had before? At the time of the Kemitza, that's Koyveya. Make sure, don't lose anything to Kanalaba, but anything that happened prior to that. Hukfu, Vahavik Yasser Psula. At that moment, then you have to make your decision. How much do you have? Do you have one Koyveya, more Koyveya? If at the time that you're doing the Kemitza you got too much, then it's Yasser Psula. So back to our Gemara. We're okay, loy hukfu, because you weren't koyveya until this man kemitza, and at that time you had one, is good. Ba'acher kemitza, hukfu. Like Rashi says, now make sure that you don't have two kumtzin of levoina left at the time of the kemitzas hasoilus of the mincha, because now you have yaser. And we learned in this brisa, yaser is psula. So it all depends on when was, so there's no machlech between the brisa and the mishnah. It all depends when was it yaser. If the yaser was prior to the initial kemitza of the mincha, that's fine, no problem. You can have as much as you want. But make sure the zman of the kemitza, at that point you only have one koin mitza levoina, and not more and not less. Yes, sir. Hifrish arba kumtzin l'shnei bezichen. Oh, so now, this was Rami Bar Chama, and just like the previous Gemara, the Gemara Shtel Tzu, not only the case of your regular mincha, but also the Zichin and the Lechem upon him. So now we're doing the same thing as like a parallel. How many are you supposed to have in each bazach? One per bazach. And he had two per bazach. So you have four kumtzin instead of two kumtzin. The of the shnayim mehen koidim silik bezichin, and two of them fell away before he removed the bezichin from the shulchan. It's leyukba, and then it's not a problem, because just like we said, what's his man kmitza when you take your three fingers? What's his man kmitza by the bezichin?
When you remove it from the shulchan.
Like we had already a couple of times, right? Remember Rashi said on top of the omit, see the bezichin, that's the kmitza. So if it's prior to that leyukva, then you're okay. Then that's already koveya. Make sure don't have any.
But how could you have two a double volume in the bezichin? They were fixed.
I guess the bezichin were larger.
And the kohanim are zrizim. Who's allowing this variation?
Whoever said it happened. Okay. If it were to happen.
It's theoretical. Okay.
Everybody. What's it done by Ben Tzara Moira when Moira Sins and Hedda?
Somebody said, one of the Tanav say, I said on his grave.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Good. Anyway, but others said it never happened. Okay. Same thing with Gabe.
Yerni Dachas.
Exactly right. Good. Anyway, getting back to Moira, Shnami, and Koidim Silik, Vazicha, Loyok, with the Axel, Loyok, Hokfa. Frank to Mahasu, Lamali, Haino Hach, why would he keep on repeating ourselves? Mao, the same, keeping the Borer, Koimitz, the Dog. We had this svar, remember, yesterday, 2 days ago. The same thing. And that is, by the kmitza, you don't know how much the kmitza is going to be until the kohen does his kmitza. Until that point, it's not nizbarah. I know what we're going to put on the mizbech. What's inside those bezichin. And so therefore, it's already pre-established, pre-measured, predetermined. Oh, so therefore, Zotimar, Kim in the Borah, Kong Mitzdida, Kim in Shigiyah's Man Park, as soon as he gets, what time is the Man Park?
It's a Shabbos at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon. So once it hits that, I don't want moment. To say the witching hour, the miracle hour.
Magic moment.
Command the Brink of Dummy, I would think it's like it's already Nifrat from the Shulchan. And so therefore, if there's too much, it's already Pasal. Kamash will no. You don't look at the Higiyah's Mana, you look at the time when you're actually ready to go and put it on the. When you actually a mesalik, you remove it, not the actual time. Start again. Not at the virtual time. In other words, not at 1 o'clock. If he took it off at 12:30, he took it off at 1:30, that's the time that you look and see whether there's too much or not. That's the zman which is koveya, and not the 1 o'clock on the clock.
The Lechem Apanim were there all week. When were the Bezichin Levona put on?
The same time.
So they've been there all week.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Okay. Zok to Mishnah. We'll just start the Mishnah because you see the Mishnah goes about two-thirds down the Amud.
Okay, let's finish the daf.
We'll finish the daf. And all of this is very, very straightforward. For those of you that feel very upset that we haven't spoken about Pigel yet throughout our Masechta, here we are. We're now in the Pigel Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? As you recall, there's a difference between a machshavas pigel of chutz l'mkoymai and chutz l'zmanai. If it's chutz l'zmanai, then it becomes the actual whatever. If you're talking about the korban, or in our case, you're talking about the shirayim. If he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, then it becomes pigel v'yesh b'kars. If it's only a chutz l'mkoymai, it's pasul v'ein b'kars. And our Mishnah explains. We start first with the chutz l'mkoymai. Hakoymitz is a mincha lecho shireha b'chutz. Where are you supposed to eat the shirayim?
In the
azara. What happens whilst the kohen is doing the kmitza? He says, you know what? I haven't seen such fine flour in a long time. I hope to get a nice portion of it, and I'm going to take it home, and I'm going to share it with my family, and maybe we'll even give it for tikkun tomorrow morning, because it's svasemis is your tzad, and it's going to be gevaldik. Rabbi Yisai, you're not allowed to take the shirayim out of the azara.
No,
it becomes possible. You can't do that.
You said tomorrow. You shouldn't eat it tomorrow.
Man. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean tomorrow. I mean today. You're right. Because that would be a chutz l'mani. Shkoyach, thank you. You're on the book. I wasn't. Thank you. So he had in mind b'chutz to do it outside. And why is he doing it outside? I mean, leaving the azara, I'm going to eat it outside. No good. That's a machshava of chutz l'mkoyim. Or kizayis mishrei b'chutz. Not the entire. I'm not going to eat so much. I think that gezayisol b'chutz, or lahakta koymitza b'chutz, that we're going to be makta the koymitza instead of putting on the mizbeach at the time of the kmitza. He has in mind some type of bama outside, which according to one man the yomer could even be a boulder and a rock, right? The other ones he have machloekes Reb Yosi and Shimon. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so he had in mind lahakta koymitza b'chutz. Oy gezayis be koymitza b'chutz. Oy lahakta levainasa b'chutz. It doesn't have to be from the mincha itself. Even the levain I'm going to be makta b'chutz. Parcel the aim by
Karei.
It's pogel, it's a pigle, but it's a lighter form of pigle called parcel the aim by Karei. What happens instead of chutz limkoimai? Lechashire lamachar. That's the kiddush tomorrow, the tikkun, right? That's bill, right? You're going to bring it tomorrow. Oh, kazayis bishire lamachar. We're going to eat a kazayis lamachar. Ula hakter koim to lamachar. Or kazayis become to lamachar. Ula hakter levoina lamachar. All of these things are pigle, the chayav and olav Karei's. Now, it's not just at the kmitza stage. It's all the four avoda stages, just like we had by the behemoth. We had the four, which was the shchita, the kabbalah sadam, the hilacha, and the zrika. Same thing over here. Zalakal kol hakoymitz during the kmitza. Or he goes to the kli, he puts it into the kli, or he's moilech it, or he's matter it. Each one of them, if he had a machshava, lechel davar shadarka lechel, or lahakter davar shadarka lahakter, and he had the mind chutz l'mkoymai it's pasul the ein baikar is. He had a mind chutz l'zmanai. But be careful.
Pigel perfect.
Kate said karma matka mitzvasai. And Mircha will learn tomorrow. Wow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.